There's this running joke amongst home gardeners that the plants in your garden die if you look at them funny. Meanwhile, dandelions grow out of the cracks in a sidewalk. I'm pretty sure I speak for everyone when I say we've all committed accidental mass floricide before. Get it? Flora as in plant life and homicide as in... never mind. But what if I told you that it's possible to turn your garden space into a self-sustaining ecosystem, no matter how much space you have to work with? Oh, yes. Imagine having a garden that, with a little bit of initial effort, is easier to maintain and keep alive in the long term. It sounds too good to be true, except it isn't. Permaculture gardening is the foundation on which companion planting is built, and it's revolutionary. There is such an overwhelming amount of information on gardening out there that it's no wonder so many beginner gardeners put off getting started. You can't get started if you don't even know where to start in the first place. By implementing the permaculture gardening technique of companion planting, you can manage and prevent all major gardening qualms, such as poor soil quality, ineffective pest control, weed management, and underperforming crops. Another thing many novice gardeners worry about is space. In today's economy, you're lucky if you have a balcony, not to mention a small backyard. While you do need some space to grow a garden, I've seen people grow enough strawberry plants in PVC pipes mounted against a wooden fence to feed a small army. Even in that aspect, permaculture has got you covered. And yes, you also do need quality soil for a thriving garden, so even if you inherited a chunk of land from your grandma, it won't help if the soil's no good. But once again, there's a way to fix it.